Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
People are fascinated by old instruments like Stradivarius and Amatis, and people are also fascinated by old wine.
Right.
Where do people find, if you happen to have the money or the interest and you're fascinated by wine from time long ago, where do you find it? Because it's not in the wine store.
No, it's very hard. The easiest way is to have a friend with a good cellar.
Mm-hmm, that helps.
A more expensive way is a good restaurant that keeps a good cellar.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to find it generally in your wine shop. And there are a number of reasons for that. When a wine shop buys wine, they want to sell through their inventory because otherwise it's taking up room
and
there's more inventory coming. And frankly, a wine store is not the best atmosphere to age wine. You want wine on its side. You want it in temperature control. So it's rare that you will walk into a wine shop and find something that's very old. You might find something that had a late release, that they had a few bottles left that got lost in the warehouse. We've talked about that on World on Wine Review. Other options are through auction houses, and private citizens can go to wine auctions or look at wine auctions online and buy something there. A generous friend with a cellar is a good option. And restaurants. Recently, I was in New York City and went to a restaurant called Barboulud up near Lincoln Center. They had a whole row of Jeroboams, the very, very large bottles, on top of their bar. And one of the sommeliers was telling us that because they're in New York City and this is a Daniel Boulud restaurant, they have connections. And every so often they get Jeroboams of very fine and sometimes aged wine. And they'll send out a message on Facebook or Twitter and say, hey, we're pouring. And that night they were pouring a Chablis. I bet it was about 15 years old. I can't remember. And they were selling it for $29 a glass. It's not cheap to try these things, but it's a chance to try something aged that you wouldn't normally get a chance to try.
And also certain restaurants who go out of business or retire, sometimes they have wine cellars that go back decades and decades. And so they might sell their wine cellar to someone else.
Yeah, there's stories about the old Brentwood Inn in Graceland Park having a beautiful collection of Bordeaux that made its way into, I don't know if it was private collector's hands or some retailers, but, you know, a combination of both. Mm-hmm. And just look in town. I mean, you have restaurants like Charleston that has a nice wine cellar, and they've been around long enough that they could offer you verticals, which means 10 years of the same wine, 10 vintages of the same wine. Right. Tio Pepe's has a wine cellar. Restaurants in town that are offering very fine dining and fine wine programs will often find ways to have some older vintages.
So you can find old wine out there. Be careful. Like buying stocks on your own, you need to go with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and just a reminder, as with everything, if you watch Antiques Roadshow, you know this. Just because it's old doesn't mean it's good.
It's very, very true. But just because it's old sure means it's interesting.
And expensive.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.